Today is the first day of the Central Iowa Fair, but tomorrow you can look forward to continued work fun at Kidland with inflatables, spin art, and yard games. They'll be open at the west end of the exhibit building. There's also youth activities for Master Gardeners, STEM projects, and the Monarch Tent, open for some butterfly fun. Jody Brenneman, board president of the Central Iowa Fair, highlights the day's activities.
We do have a painting party for kids in the afternoon, but in the evening at 6 o'clock, there's an adult paint and sit party with Messy Missies. And then the evening will end with Clint Hilleman singing in the big top tent. So it'll be a nice evening out there at the fair.
These are all happening tomorrow. There will also be something special happening.
Right. We have the University of Iowa Air Care flying in with their helicopter in the west parking lot at 1 o'clock. So we're really excited about that for people to go out and view that with the University of Iowa Hospitals.
Other highlights for Thursday include a pepper tournament in the big top tent, senior citizens bingo, the CIF Youth Rodeo in the outdoor arena. Admission and parking are free. The fair runs through Saturday. Remember, there are no standards provided to sit on, so when you do come to look at or to enjoy some of the music, bring your own lawn chairs and or blankets to sit on. Come out and enjoy a classic Iowa Fair day in Marshalltown. July is Parks and Recreation Month, making it the perfect time to get outside and enjoy everything our local parks and trails have to offer. This Saturday, families are invited to hop on bicycles and join the family trail ride beginning at Riverview Park. Gary Gimble, Marshalltown Park and Rec Advisory Board member, explains where the ride will start.
We're going to gather by the new pickleball courts at Riverview Park at 9 o'clock this Saturday morning.
And he tells us what the route will be.
Our plan is to ride to Grimes Farm and back. We'll just stay on the city trail. It's a leisurely paced ride. We'll all kind of stay together and just enjoy the trails. And hopefully we'll have a nice sunny day to get her done.
Riders of all ages and skill levels are welcome. Gary reminds us what to bring.
You need to have a helmet on, and I would definitely bring some water and put on your sunscreen, you know, just your basic stuff to be outside for about an hour and a half if you go all the way.
The family trail ride is, again, this Saturday at Riverview Park starting at 9 a.m. The Meskwaki Nation is moving its upcoming celebration in response to recent flooding. The Meskwaki National Proclamation Day, set for Monday, July 13th, has been moved indoors to the Meskwaki Recreation Center because of flooding at the traditional powwow grounds. The Sac and Fox Tribe of the Mississippi and Iowa made the change to ensure the event will go on with a full schedule of activities. Highlights include a fun run walk, youth activities, a co-ed cornhole tournament, bone dice games, volleyball, bingo, meals, and a powwow grand entry at 6 p.m. And all that happening at the Rec Center gym. Prizes, food, and community fun are all on tap. Governor Reynolds has declared a disaster emergency for four Iowa counties hit hard by recent severe storms and flooding. Story, Polk, and Jasper counties in central Iowa are among those covered. The proclamation issued on July 6th responds to heavy rains and flash flooding that began around June 29th and intensified over the July 4th weekend. Some areas saw 5 to 10 plus inches of rain in a short time, causing street flooding and swollen creeks impacting roads and homes, particularly in parts of Polk and Story counties near Ankeny, Ames, and Newton in Jasper County. Residents in affected areas are urged to document damages, stay off flooded roads, and check the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management website for assistance details. It is 7:10. We'll be back with more following this.
I just needed a taillight. Next thing you know, I'm pricing parts and thinking, there goes my paycheck.
Should have called Action Auto Parts first.
Whether you're fixing a daily driver, replacing a worn-out part, or keeping an older vehicle on the road, Action Auto Parts can save you money. They stock thousands of parts and have access to quality used, rebuilt, and new parts nationwide.
So I don't have to pay retail prices?
Nope. Real savings on the parts you need.
Action Auto Parts in Marshalltown, helping you save money on whatever you drive.
It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, downtown Marshalltown.
Well, it's a beautiful morning out there for now. We are going to get a little rain coming to us later. We'll take a closer look at that weather after more news with Andy.
Thank you, Zach. The Marshalltown Homeless Task Force recently received a $25,000 gift from First Interstate Bank and the First Interstate Bank System Foundation as part of the 5th Annual Believe in Local Grant campaign. According to the Times-Republican, Rachel Norton, Events and Marketing Manager of Marshalltown Area United Way, says that the grant reinforces what they've always believed in, and that is the best solutions come from within the community itself. Rain dampened many Independence Day celebrations, and now some Iowans have sacks full of unused firecrackers and other things that go boom in the night. Fire safety expert Ryan Locke says taking a few precautions now can help prevent problems later, and it starts with properly storing any leftover fireworks.
And then away from any flammable liquids or gasoline, propane-type products, obviously keeping them out of the reach of children. In addition to that, maybe store them where they would not be exposed to excessive moisture or temperatures that could damage the packaging.
Locke says improper storage can increase the risk of fires and injuries. He says the summer heat can create problems when fireworks are left in garages, sheds, vehicles, and other areas that get extremely hot.
Packaging could deteriorate. We would hate to have anything happen where vehicles or combustible hazardous materials would be exposed to that and cause an immediate danger or a bigger emergency than originally intended there.
If you don't want to save those fireworks for another day, Locke says you shouldn't just throw them in the trash.
So if you have a small quantity, I'd say the best way to eliminate them or get rid of them is maybe to soak them in a bucket of water for at least 24 hours. And then if it's a large quantity, maybe the best bet is just to drop them off at your local fire department.
State health officials say the number of fireworks injuries in Iowa has more than doubled since fireworks were legalized for sale here in 2017, with many more children being hurt and more people needing amputations.